God is good. Yes, man, dis lekker. Ek dink so in daai liedjie, if I want to irritate my two boys, I start singing, dis so lekker om die Here te dien. Oh, they hate that song. Maar dit was so lekker om saam julle te worship. Oh my word, that was good stuff. Don't you just love our worship team? Alles next level, ja. That was wonderful. It's wonderful to be in the presence of God. You know what happens? The Bible says that when you worship me, I inhabit the praises of my people. So he's literally saying, I live where you worship me. I live where you pray. And you can feel the presence of God. Things happen when you worship. Broken hearts are healed. Things that can't get fixed in any other way get shifted around when we're in the presence of God. Amen. And that's so wonderful. I'm so glad you're here this morning. And you're welcome to take some notes for you. In your stool for you, there will be a leaflet that you can take down some notes. You're so welcome. If you don't have any notes, you can put up your hand. We've got a team who'll come running your way to give you some notes to take down. There's lekker notas vir jou vandag wat jy kan. If you are a tech junkie, then you can take out your phone and you can download the YouVersion Life Church Bible app, because on there you click on more and you go to events and you'll see Christ Chain Ministries, and you can follow the word on the app as well. You're so welcome to do so on the YouVersion Life Church Bible app. I've got two boys. I've got the most amazing, beautiful husband. Ek sê vir almal, ek's getroud met Superman. Yes, that's amazing. But I love my boys. I'm telling you, it is one blue house. Two boys and a husband. And when I do the laundry, it's jy hang net blow op die was gedraad. I've got to wash a separate bundle just for my pink odd tops here and there. So that is so funny. I just love them. But the other day, I've got two boys. Yanko is 9, Livan is 5. And they are hilarious. Ek lag my pap vir hulle. So the other day, Jackie gave Yanko, our eldest, a compliment saying, "You're so slim. How do you know this?" And he looked at him and he said, "Google." And so Luvan looked at Yanko and he told Yanko, "I don't need Google. God put Google in my head." Next level daai enetjie, laat ek vir jou sê, next level. Ons lag ons klaar, it's so beautiful. Well, we're busy with a series on tithing. It's called The Blessed Life. So this morning we really trust it's going to bless you as we jump in this. The testimonies from the series from people who've never tithed in their lives or started tithing or again tithe. It's just streaming in. So tonight we've got a whole chat room with people that has been blessed through tithing, and they're going to testify tonight at 6 o'clock. You don't want to miss it. There's goeie stuff. So tonight at 6, they'll be testifying, and I want to invite you. Maybe you're here for the first time, or and you really want to get involved with this church. I want to invite you to Growth Track. You're so welcome. It's every Sunday at 10 o'clock, and that will really be a good start for you, just maybe to help you and show you the way. But this is a good word, and it's part 4 in our series. We're almost done with this. It's brilliant. And the theme of my message this morning is breaking the spirit of mammon. Breaking the spirit of mammon. Now, when you start speaking about spirits and stuff, dan rok partij mense weird. Jy weet? Dan sê van, So, stick with me. I'm going to show you from the Bible. Relax. Niks weird gaan gebeur nie. Something amazing is going to happen if you open your heart, and God can actually maybe shift some things in your life, because that's what he wants to do, because he's a good father. Okay, so I'm going to read from the Bible, and breaking the spirit of mammon. You see the word mammon in the Bible 4 times, but I'd like to think it's 3 times, because Matthew and Luke repeated the same sermon. Okay, so that's where you get the 4th time, but it's actually just a repeat of the same sermon. So it's technically 3 times, and Jesus addresses the subject. So that makes it interesting. Dan kan jy maar luister. The whole Bible is God breathed, but when Jesus talks, dan kan ons maar luister. It's very interesting. So this is Jesus speaking in Luke, and it's Luke 16 verses 9, and it says the following, "And I say to you, Make friends for yourselves by unrighteous mammon. Now that's the first time we see the word mammon. That when you fail, they, look at this, they, not it. Okay, so that they're referring to the friends. Okay, they may receive you into an everlasting home. He who is faithful in what is least is also is faithful also in much. He who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, that's the second time we see this word. Who will commit to your trust the true riches? Verse 12, and if you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own? And then verse 13 is the repeat then of what you read in Matthew 6. If you go and read the same stories in Matthew 6, I love that. I love numbers. So it's good to remember, Jesus speaks about the spirit, the wrong mammon spirit, money, in Matthew 6 and Luke 16. So it's like I'm going to tell you, verses 13, no servant, not one, no person. Matthew says no one can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. That is the third time we see this word. Okay, now it's again a repeat from the same sermon in Matthew 6. And here's the big line that I want you to remember this morning. You cannot, say cannot. You cannot serve God and mammon. This is the only phrase like this in the Bible. And Jesus uses it. Where Jesus brings in a contrast directly between God and another idol, another God. God of mammon, the spirit of mammon. Nowhere else in the Bible you'll see a contrast like this. And Jesus addresses it. And he says, you can't serve them both. You have got to choose. So this morning, that's what we're going to jump in here. And what I want to say is, if Jesus says this, if Jesus addresses this spirit, dan wil ek vir jou sê, dan kan jy maar luister. So I've got 3 points for you this morning. It's actually 3 questions. And I'm going to jump right into that. Number one, we're going to address what is mammon? Okay? I'd like to say, who is mammon? Okay. So what is mammon? Or you can write in brackets, who is mammon? All right. And we're going to jump into that. And I'm going to explain that quite clearly to you from the Word of God. What is mammon? When you ask people that question, they will immediately answer you, it's geld, it's money. But this morning I want to tell you, no, the answer is much deeper than just purely money. So let's just look at that. Mammon is an Aramaic word that means riches. It's Aramaic, not Greek, not Hebrew, it's Aramaic and it means riches. It comes from the Syrian god, was called Mammon. And that's where it comes from. Mammon was a Syrian god called Mammon. Now you need to remember, at the time where Jesus is on the earth now, and if you read the Bible, I muni vachane, yes, I believe. If you read the Bible carefully, you'll see from the last book in the Bible, which is Malachi, towards the next book in the Bible, about 300 to 400 years passes. So it was quite fresh because in those books, they just came from Babylon, the Israelites. They were slaves. Jerusalem and Israel were destroyed. And they were taken off as slaves to Babylon. And in Babylon, they served the Syrian god named Riches, Mammon. And that's where it comes from. Very interesting. So if we break down Mammon, we've got to also break down now the history. So the history of Mammon lies in Babylon. And if you break down the word Babylon, it is a country, you'll see, just talk slowly, you'll see it's Babylon. Anyone's got a friend like that? They're talking and talking, you're like, what? Say what? Huh? So Babel, the word Babel actually means confusion.
Die mekaar.
And dawn means planted or sown in. So Babylon means planted in or sown in confusion. It started with confusion because the Tower of Babel started in a situation like that. What happened there? They thought in our own power, we don't need God. We are unified. We as humans know everything. We are so clever. We will reach heaven on our own by building this tower. Tower of Babel. And we'll reach heaven. And then confusion was sown. And it was een groot gemors from there on. So I'm going to read the story in the Old Testament. Sown in confusion, Babylon. That's what it means. On my own, I can do this. On my own. That's exactly what that spirit does. Hy klink so. Ek het niemand nodig nie. Ek en myself. Ons sal dit op ons eie. I had to fight that spirit in my life. 'N wonderlike ouers gehad, maar jy weet, a lot of men would tune me because I wanted to be a pastor. They would say, what? But you're a woman. I'm like, I noticed. So a spirit of pride. Or the spirit of mammon tried to take hold of my life, saying, "Ek sal vir jou wys. Ek sal, it's you've got to be very careful. Ek gaan nie trou nie. Ek gaan nie kinders hê nie. Ek het nie 'n man in my lewe nodig nie. That's the spirit of mammon. On my own, I'll do this by myself. Skuif op, hier kom ek. That is a bad spirit. And man, does God have a sense of humor? I got married. Got two boys to raise. How epic is that? Amazing. Now, that spirit of mammon, tells you you don't need God. It will convince many, many people. I've got many atheist friends, many. And we just chat about things. They're very intellectual minded. Love them. And I spot all the three and I can say for me, jy het baie meer geloof as ek. Like, why? I'm like, for me, it's very easy to believe in God, you know? But to believe that there's nothing, I think your faith is so much stronger than mine. Because, man, I need Jesus, you know? Yeah. It's a spirit that contrasts itself with the spirit of God. The spirit of mammon is arrogant, it's prideful. It's a spirit that tries in your life to replace God. I don't need nothing. I don't need no one. Many times there's been pain and rejection in your life. And because of that spirit working in your life, you've opened up your life to the spirit of mammon now. Spirit of on my own. I'm here by myself, for myself, in claw. Now, Jesus says you can't serve God and mammon. Now, guess what? What do we learn from that? Mammon wants servants. He wants you as a slave. But listen to me, he's very subtle. Hy gaan vir hulle dink jy's 'n slaaf nie. He's going to have you believe in absolutely nothing. And then he's going to convince you that you are in control of your own life. That you are God. He's not going to let you think you're serving him. But I'm going to give you some cues where you will hear him whispering in your heart. And you'll just know that is the spirit of mammon. And that's what he tries to do. Just get you dependent on yourself. Except for myself, fight in hierdie lewe. Let me tell you, my friend, oh man, there is a good Father God who wants to help you and take you by the hand and guide you and lead you. Here's the problem. Many of us actually grew up looking to mammon. Many of us. So my father preached so good on this message. And remember, he mentioned, al drie sy kinders, hy drie kinders, ek is die oudste. Die eerste, al drie is met twaantjies gebore. So in die lewe ingekom. Net so. Jy weet wat so like 'n babietjie man as hulle gebore is so. And Sonja, he one day gave her a box of Smarties. Bought her a box of Smarties. And then he would ask her, "Kan papa een van jou Smarties kry off the box he bought her?" And then she would take that Smarties and hold on to it so tight in her hand. You know what happens? The sweat and the Smarties starts running down her arm. But she will not give him a Smartie. I remember Freddie was small. And he was about 3 years old in the car. And he had chips. And my father turned around, he made the terrible mistake of not asking and taking a chip out of the packet of Simba that he bought him. And when he gave the packet back, Freddie whacked it through the car and you just saw Simba chippies everywhere. By nature, our flesh teaches us, hold on, wag 'n bietjie, moenie, hou terug, is myne, ek moet mooi kyk na myself, is ek, and it holds on, and that spirit can really keep you in bondage, and that's what he wants to do. And I'm very careful with certain prosperity messages out there. That's why I'm saying, get in a sound church that's going to preach the word of God, and listen, don't take it from us. Open your Bible, please, in Jesus' name, and go and check us up. Moenie enige TV aansit en enige telepastor glo nie. Okay, because last week we had this discussion where people visited this church and they would park the helicopters, they would park the limousines, they would park this and say, if you give everything this morning, you will have a helicopter and a limousine and listen, God wants to bless us, but let us not be stupid. Nee? Okay, so there's 5 ways of giving, and we'll have my mother next year again preach on that because it's brilliant. There's 5 ways in which you give. There are ways you shouldn't give. And it's very important that you know that. But for now, this month, we're focusing on one. It's called tithing. What is that? It is a 10%, a portion of your salary. Now, I love my mother. She's next level. She was sitting in the corner behind the organ over there many years ago. I remember the shift. We grew up so poor, so arm. And I remember those years. And she was sitting there. And she was holding on to a Jan van Riebeeckie. She was holding on to, was it a 2 rand? It was a 2 rand. And as my father was preaching this message, she's sitting behind the organ. And she knyp daai 2 rand, laat Jan van Riebeeck huil. Sy oortraan my mense, sy vryf vir my. And she's saying to herself, jy kan maar preek Freddie Price, ons is so arm in die kerk, ek gee vir God niks. And she's holding on to that. But as she's hearing the word of God, that he can only bless you if you trust him and give in the right ways. And he's preaching it. He's been preaching it those years. He's been raising us that way. She heard that for the first time because in the past they didn't tithe. But there a shift came. And she decided that morning she's going to give the 2 rand. And she's praying behind the organ. She's saying, but Lord Jesus, just help me. We're so poor. Bless me. But give me something to do out of the church that when you bless me, people won't be able to say, I enriched myself out of the church. And that night she had a dream because who remembers Solomon offering bulls and rams and lambs before God? And that night God appeared to him and say to me, what should I do unto you? How must I bless you? That night she had a dream and a vision of just a tablecloth. And she started the following day, buying material, making 10 tablecloths. Within that year, she had her first four weddings. Today, she owns 2 small holdings. She's got a weddings and functions venue and business. She's blessed beyond measure in such a way, she's giving 4 because it's just too much to live from. So blessed. Where does it start? Start giving the right way. God tells you to. Mammon wants to take God's place in your life. If you're loyal to Mammon, you will despise God. Mammon wants to actually promise us everything that only God can give us. I saw that with my grandfather. He despised God later on. In his life, there was a season he got hurt in church. He got frustrated by pastors. And so my grandfather, my grandmother stopped going to church. And to say, ek hou nou my tiende terug. He was a big giver. And the years that he gave, hy het met elke kind en 5 dogters is aan hom gebore. He would give a pound to the church those years, many years ago. And God blessed him. He had his own business, a transportation business. And he flourished. And the moment he took offense in church, got mad at the pastors, said, no, and I don't need God and I don't need anyone. He lost his truck, he lost his business, he lost his clients, he lost everything in his life. Please don't fear. God doesn't want you to fear this morning.
But I've seen in my own life the curse of mammon hit a family. And this morning I want to encourage you. So my oma called my mother the one day. And she was sitting in her home and she asked her, Ek wonder waar dit alles verkeerd gegaan. We were so blessed at a stage. And my mother turned and she said, Oh, I'll tell you if you let me. My grandmother said, Please. She said, The day you guys stopped tithing, the blessings stopped flowing. My grandmother turned to my mother and she said, You're right. You're right. And she grabbed a bag. My nou moet sy dit skelm doen. Want as sy praat van God, if we talk about God or church or a pastor, my grandfather's mad. So God had a great sense of humor and he gave him a son-in-law that's a pastor and he gave him a granddaughter that's a pastor and she married a pastor. God is funny, man. He is hilarious. So now, nou moet ons ouma se tiende uit die huis uit smokkel. Want as oupa dit sien, is hy hel los. Big problems. So she gave it to my mother secretively. My mother came to church. She put it in the storehouse, in the box, in the offering. The very next day, she had a knock on the door. She still said to my mother, Take it. I don't know what God's going to do. I'm an elderly lady. I can't go work now. I'm on pension. What can I do with my body? There's a knock on the door. She opens the door. There's a man standing over there in business clothes. Excuse me, ma'am, is this your property? Yes, she says, it's my property. Well, ma'am, our business is just opposite. It's Verso. And we don't have parking for our business. Is it possible? Can we rent a portion of your property for parking? Oma, or pension, hoef niks te doen nie. And guess what? They came and they put a fencing around her home. She can't afford fencing. They came and they cleared everything out. Alles wat sy gedink het, die erf lyk so vieslik en Hannes kan nie meer skoon maak nie. Ons gaan dit agteruit. And all her heart's desires in one day shifted when she started her pension tithing. Don't tell me there's no God. Don't tell me there's no God. Oh, if you're loyal to mammon, you'll despise God. You see what he does is mammon promises you everything that only God can give you. Promises you a lot of things, but only God can give you identity, security, significance, happiness, and joy. All these things only God can give. Jy dink as ek net 'n bietjie meer geld het, gaan ek net 'n bietjie lekkerder kan lewe. No. If you need God. God gives you security. All through our lives, mammon is trying to get us to bow, to serve him, to worship him. Jesus says, no, God is the only one that can provide everything you need. He's the only one who can provide identity, security, peace, happiness, joy, love. Only God can, but mammon says to you, I can, I'll help you. Oh, if you had more money, people will listen to you. As jy die regte credit cards het, as jy die regte klere aantrek, jy moet hierdie kar ry. Jy gaan nie inwees met die Joneses, né? And you need to, if you've got the next best PlayStation, dan is jy legit, my mens. You know, and he's training you from a young age. If I can have this, I'll feel better. If I just have this, I'll feel... No. That's not what God is saying. God says, if I just fill you with my spirit, you will have joy, peace, love, patience, kindness. Doesn't matter what house you're living in. I remember one of the times when we lost everything. It's right before the shift. My father turned to us, my mom and the three kids, and he told us, if we've got to move from our home into a flat now and we lose everything, that's nothing. All we need is each other and God. If we've got love between each other, we've got enough. If we've got peace between each other, that's enough. And he taught me the biggest lesson of my whole entire life. God is enough. His love is enough. Yes, he wants to bless you. Yes, he wants to help you with all these things. But having God is enough. Here's the big lie. If I had more money, I could help more people. If worry, nonsense. If I had more money, I'll have a better marriage. Nonsense. I never heard Jesus. Lees vir my deur die Bybel. There came people that was lame. There came lepers. There came deaf and dumb people came to Jesus. There was a blind man and he shouted out, have mercy on me, Jesus, son of the living God, have mercy on me. I never read Jesus turning around and saying to him, ek gaan nou vir jou 'n bietjie geld gee en gaan alles okay wees. No, he healed them all. My grandfather says, you know what's riches? Your body, your health, your lungs, your eyes, your ears, your hands. That's riches. Because maybe this morning you've lost everything, but you've got your body. You can still do something with it. God wants to help you. And bless you. You are blessed. And you don't need money to know whether you are blessed. Your bank account doesn't determine whether you are blessed. Having God on your side. That's where blessings come from. I can't stand still on it. But go and read Psalm 24. Who may come on my holy mountain? Who may ask me things? You have clean heart, hands and a pure heart. You do the right thing. Who actually listen to me. That's where blessings flow from. Okay, so question number two. Ons moet move. Okay, I want to end with this. Mammon is a spirit. Every time you want a tithe or give an offering, Mandy, dis nie 'n gees nie, dis 'n spirit nie. What's a weird goed praat jy van vanoggend? Let me show you, it's a spirit. It's got a mouth, can speak to you. Every time you're going to try and tithe or give an offering, you'll hear voices in your head. Nee, is dit net ek? You'll hear him saying, jy gaan dit nie maak nie. Jy gaan vasbrand. Dis stupid. Of my oupa se voices, jy maak die pastoor ryk. Kyk wat se kar ry sy vrou. This morning I can promise you she bought her car from a business. She's blessed. Because she applies the word of God. So erg laat my pa die pastoor van hierdie kerk bang raak as hy tithe. Elke keer wanneer hy preek, then she steps it up. And then God steps up her blessings. Okay, so number two. Here's a question number two. Is money evil? I get this a lot. Okay, Mandy, vandag verkoop ek my kar, my huis, my alles. Nee, wag, don't be stupid. Eh? No, money is not evil. Money is neutral. My pa sê volgende, dis 'n stuk papier wat hulle by die Reserve Bank geprint het. Money is neutral. Money is not evil. But let's look into it. Let's look into what the Word of God says. Jesus says, unrighteous mammon, while he's talking about a spirit, the spirit of mammon. I believe it's a spirit of greed, self-reliance, and selfishness. Listen, the spirit of mammon is a spirit of greed, self-reliance, and selfishness. All right? Money is not evil. Money is neutral. Hoekom nou? Nou is ek de mekaar. Luister mooi. You can do good things with money. Like my sister. Looking after a little baby. Spending a salary on a little baby. Who needs to wait on a home to be adopted. Everyone is asking her, Ma, hoekom? She's like, because God told me so. And at first we were all like, yo, Sonny. As jy met my praat, dan praat jy met my oor jou budget en nou gaan jy na 'n babietjie kyk. Nee. And she just said, God spoke to me, I must do it. Money can do good things, or you can do bad things with money. People say, well, the Bible says that money is evil. It's not what the Bible says. Let's read it now. Laat jy vir eens en vir altyd nou weet wat die Bybel sê. 1 Timothy 6 verse 10, for the love of money. Who can love? Only humans can love things, nee? And spirits can only operate through humans. So die gees kan nie daar homself aan die geld gaan vasmaak nie, want die geld is dood, is neutraal, is niks. But spirits operate through people. So the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, in other words, they came under the spirit of mammon, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Here's what I think he's saying. Loving and serving mammon is the root of all evil. Ek gaan vir jou nou mooi verduidelik. Jesus said, you can't serve God and mammon. Loving and serving mammon is the root of all evil. Now let's look at this verse again. Luke 16 verse 9. I say to you, make friends for yourselves by unrighteous mammon, that when you fail, they may receive you into everlasting home. Now, I have to admit, when I first read this scripture, it was like, no, bikkie de mekaar. So I didn't understand what the word was saying. I thought Jesus was talking, so help the boemelaar, eh? Help this person, that person on the street, and help here, and help there. And then when you're in trouble, Mandy, dan gaan alle allemaal vir jou eendag help. That's what I thought the scripture was saying. But it's not. Thank God for some Greek and Hebrew. This is what it's saying. When we take this unrighteous mammon and redeem it, and Pastor Freddie preached about redeeming your money. How do you redeem it? How do you change it around? By giving it to the house of God. When we use our money by giving your tithe that Satan uses for evil and we use it for something good, we use it to build the kingdom of God, people will get saved. Now listen to this. Don't lose focus. They'll become your brothers and sisters in Christ. And when you fail, look at that word, when you fail. Ek nou gedink, okay, when you fail, wanneer ek nou in die moeilikheid is. When I looked into the Greek of that word, fail actually means when you die, when you pass away, when you go to be with Jesus, because the Bible teaches us you are body, spirit, and soul. So the real person, the real Mandy on the inside, when I die and I get to heaven, these souls that I've sown my money into will stand in heaven, and when I walk in, they'll say, Mandy, dankie, it was because of you, your money. You were tithing there at Cross Gen with 600 other people, but they sent it to Thailand to Pastor Dave and Sandra. And Dave and Sandra gave me a Bible, and they taught me about Jesus in a country where it's 99% Buddhism. I gave my life to God, and that's why I'm in heaven, because you gave. Because you tithe. Your money can change things around. And then when you die in heaven, one day you'll see, oh my goodness, because in heaven we'll know all things. These people will come and say, it was because of your money. Your money got me to heaven. Thank you for sowing. Pastor Robert Morris has got this testimony. So when they go to a restaurant, they tip big. They eat for $10 and then they saved up. And he was shy, so he couldn't tell people about Jesus. So he took a $50 bill and put it in the little leaflet that would tell people about Jesus. It's called a tract. Wie onthou traktaatjies? Nee. Many of you are sitting in church because of a traktaatjie. And he would put a $50 bill in the traktaatjie, in the tract. And after many months, he went back to that restaurant, him and his wife, and a woman came running up to him in tears. She's like, I was wondering if you're coming back. I just want to say thank you so much for the $50. And with that, I read the little booklet, and I gave my life to Jesus. And I took that money, and I phoned my husband, who's in prison. I read him the little booklet, and he gave his life to Jesus. Many years after that, he came out of prison, and that pastor saw the husband and the wife get baptized. Their lives changed around completely. And one day when he gets to heaven, his money did something good. His money put money in a wife's hand to be able to phone her husband and say, listen, I want to read you something about God's word. When we're pastors, we offer up our lives. We give it to Jesus. It was always an issue to me. Ek het altyd gesê, Here, because in children's church, some kids would tease me and say, oh, you've got a nice dress on. Your dad bought it with the money that my dad put in the offering. You know what that does to a child? So the spirit of mammon got a hold of me. And I told myself, ek sal nog iets doen. Maar 'n kerk sal vir my nie betaal nie. And because of that one child, I nearly missed my calling. That's the spirit of mammon. But thank God, in high school, I met Jesus, got filled with the Holy Spirit. My father baptized me, and I heard the call of God on my life, and I said, I'll live for him. I'll give up my life. I'll give up my right. Ek sê intellectual chick, ek wil gaan regte swat het, ek sou 'n vrek goeie prokureur gewees het. I gave all of that up and I said, I'll follow you, God, with all my love, and my husband and my children will follow you with everything we got. And that being here full time gave me the opportunity to go to Jerusalem with my dad a few months ago. And in Jerusalem, in Bethlehem, actually, where Jesus was born. We've got two tours next year. In Jerusalem, Bethlehem, it's under the Palestinian rule. Who knows, you don't tell people about Jesus under the Palestinian rule. I'm over here, do it, my means. I just, this one evening, just felt an urge from God that I need to go pray. No, there's no hotel, I'll give you a buffet course. Verstaan jy? And I love the Israelis and the Palestinians, but it is dessert from morning, night, and noon. They're my people, man. They're my people. They get me. But I just felt the Spirit of God talking to me. God in my room just felt the presence of God. And I was speaking to God and hearing His voice. And He told me, I want you to go pray for someone. I said, Here, Jackie, Superman is not here. This Palestinian Authority is not here. Ek wil nie nou al doodgaan nie. And I just had this urge to go. Ek sê, Here, stuur net iemand saam asseblief. And I got to the foyer and I ran into Celine. Celine is in the foyer. And she's like, where are you going? I'm like, God sent me to go and pray for someone in the street. She's like, ek gaan saam. Jy ken vir Celine. Ek sê, Here, sy is korter as ek. What can ons doen? And when I reached the steps of our hotel in Bethlehem on my way out, my father-in-law, Boetie Bekes, comes to me. He's like, Van, toe gaan my skoondogter in die middel van die nag. Ek sê, Boetie, Here het gesê, ek moet vir iemand gaan bid. Hy sê, ek gaan saam. Nou, skoonpa werk op die plaas, so die man het serious muscles, so toe, dis het okay. Ek joke. So we got out in the street, and there is this Arab man sweeping the streets. And I got to him, and I'm like, so excited to share the word of God with him. And I'm like, God is, and he tells me, I can't understand his Aramaic. I'm like, Here, nou ruk ek my naam voor my psychics in Bethlehem. And the next moment, two guys appears. As I'm thinking, oh, kijk nou net, ek het het gemis. Two guys appears, Palestinian men. And they say, you trying to communicate? So you speak the English? Yes, we're Christian. We'll help you. And I give a word to this man. And they are there and we're praying over this man. And like angels that just appear. And the next moment they turn to me and they're like, you've got to go back to your hotel now. And we're like, okay, y'all. But one day in heaven, every cent that I spent to get to Israel, every cent that you spend to let pastors be in full-time ministry in this place, one day when I get to heaven, I'm going to see whoever he is. A Palestinian man who don't know Jesus. There's so much your money can do. I went onto the Bible app because now I'm intrigued. Weet julle hoeveel Afrikaanse Bybels vertalings is daar vir ons, vir my en vir jou, freely available in our country? Baie. English, even more. Aramaic, guess, only one. And the translation is not legit. Met die bietjie kennis wat ek kon lees. They use the word Allah for God in the Bible. There's another one that they're supposed to be using. It's an incorrect translation. It should be Ido. Because now Muslims are turning to God and they get confused. But you see, if we sow our money, this church supports the Bible Society that does the translating of Bibles. And if we get the time, we can appoint more people and more people to help us reach the gospel to the farthest nations in this world. Your money, that's true riches. True riches are souls. Everything's going to burn. Your car, your caravan, your boat, your strand. It's lekker, die Here wil hê jy moet hê. But it's going to burn because the word of God says everything will be destroyed in the end. And the only thing that will stand is my word and souls. Our bodies, yes, it will. Die worms gaan net die vleisboksie opeet. But on the inside of you is a spirit man that's going to go to God. Ask my brother who was stabbed 14 times and he just felt the presence of God come upon him when he was laying on a cement floor almost dying. And he felt his spirit man lifting out of his body. And he greeted my dad at that moment, say, I'm going home. Going to be with Jesus. And hierdie pastoor raak kwaad. Hy sê, in Jesus naam nee. And he called his spirit back into his body and said, your work is not done. Save my son, God. God spared Freddie's life in this morning. The epic guitar gespeel, man. Epic. God loves you. God loves you. True riches are people. We can only take people with us to heaven. I give and people are getting saved. Heaven is being populated and hell is being plundered by our offerings. You're asking this morning, what? The third question, Mandy, what should I do with my money? Number one, be a good steward. Kijk, ek like a lekker shopping. Kom ons kry dit straight. But the spirit of mammon, is the moment, as a quote is for Jackie, years ago, it would make me feel so much better if I could shop. Dan beklei ons, en dan kyk myself, jou jelsom. Gaan ek tegen van lei toe. En dan swipe ek die kaart in sy maan. Dan voel ek hem goed as ek by die huis kom, jok. Voel so lig. That's the spirit of mammon. Vir jou nie nodig, ek sal my uitsoot. It's the wrong spirit. God doesn't want you to be in debt. God wants you to be free. So start by being a good steward. And number two, start by giving your tithe. I'm going to end with this story. There's nothing that breaks the curse of debt of your life as quickly as tithing. En ek dank die Here dat ons het dit begin doen toe ons niks gehad het. I was raised this way. Jackie and I was engaged. Ons gaan trou. Nou is hy youth leader in Brackenfell. Ek is a youth leader hier in Parow. And my dad had one condition for us to get married. Not, Jackie, hoeveel geld verdien jy? Waar bly jy? Wat ry jy? Nothing like that. He knew we had peanuts. He turned to Jackie and myself and he said, I've got one condition for this wedding, this marriage. You must serve God together because all you need is God. And that's what he told my husband. So now it's 6 months for ons trou. We've got nowhere to live. And now we're going to half our salaries because somebody needs to resign, yeah? Because we need to worship God together. And we decided that morning we're going to sow a seed. We sowed a seed. And after that service here in Parow, I sowed my seed. Put it in the offering. In Brackenfell, he sowed his seed. Because you must take it to your church, your storehouse. So please, if you're visiting today, this is not your church. Please take a tithe to your church so that there can be food in God's house where you worship. And so Jackie went, after service, a lady walked up to Jackie and said, "Waar gaan jy bly as jy getroud is?" He looked at her and he said, "Ek weet nie, Tannie." And she said, "I want you to come and see me in this week. I'm going to help you get into the property market." And she did. And our first home, huis, nie flat nie, a huis, was fruit of a little seed of peanuts we put in the ground because we trusted a living God that says in Psalm 24, the whole earth belongs to me. It's mine. So I can do with it whatever I want. But you've got to trust him first. We were just engaged. And because my opa's issues are so far from my heart, I turned to Jackie and I told him, "Weet jy, jy gaan nie issues wees oor tithing nie, nee. Want ek af van tithe en my opa het issues om my ek gaan dit nie skelm hoef te doen nie, nee. Want my oma moes skelm tithe." And he believed in tithes, but what I didn't know is at that moment, he has saved up for 7 months, 7,000 rand, 1,000 each month for my engagement ring. Maar hy het sy tiende gevat vir het. Kept his tithes, want die man wil trou, man. And as we had that discussion, the Spirit of God just convicted him at that moment. He took the 7,000, couldn't wait to get to church and sowed it and say, Lord, I'm sorry, that's yours. Nou is ek geskroef, maar Here, ek trust jou. I trust you, I need you. We want to get married. The next week, somebody paid 14,000 rand into his bank account. Exactly what he needed. You need God. I can go on for hours, but I want to pray for you. Heaven is being populated and hell is being plundered by your offerings, Christian. When I give, I know people are getting saved. People are being redeemed. What can I do with my money? Jy sê, Mandy, ek gaan nie notas vat vir oggend nie. Because I have so little of mammon in my life. Ek het so min geld. Hierdie preek is nie vir my nie. If you have little, and God can't trust you with a little, He will never increase it. But if He can trust you with a little, en ek kan nou 10 cent sê, ek het 10 rand gekry, dis my 1 rand, Here. I'm going to trust you with a little. Then God will, you'll just see gradually opening bigger door, promotion, new job. He'll just start lifting you up and lifting you up. We've seen it personally. I've seen it in my parents and I've seen it in our own lives. Won't you stand with me? I want to pray with you this morning.